Football is back, and so is LanguageCaster.
Hello, welcome to LanguageCaster.com's football podcast. My name's Damon, and I'm here in Tokyo. It's hot, it's sweaty, but I'm looking forward to the new season. How about you, Damon? Where are you?
Yes, hello everyone. I'm Damien and I'm here in London. We've had beautiful weather here, Damon. Really nice blue skies, very warm indeed. Of course, everyone here is eagerly awaiting the new season, which starts this Saturday. Now, for the lineup for this week's show, we've got the good, the bad and the ugly, which is our weekly review of the football world. Following this, both Damon and I are going to give our predictions for this season's Premier League in England, which teams we think will finish in the top four and the bottom three. Then after that, we've got a couple of interviews with some football fans who will give us their predictions for the English Premier League too. After this, we're going to look at Vox Pop, which of course is our weekly football survey. And then after that, Damon will be looking at a footballing phrase in English for football. And as usual, we're going to wrap up the show with a look at predictions.
Vous écoutez LanguageCaster.com.
Yes, that was, of course, in French, and we'd like to say a big hello to all our French listeners, and we will, of course, be covering the French League in the near future. Yes, now, of course, it's good that LanguageCaster is back after summer break, but it was also very good for Iraq and Brazil, as both of these countries became continental champions. So congratulations to Brazil for being Copa America champions, and of course to Iraq for the first time becoming Asian champions. Well done. Now, it's not been good for Kieran Dyer. Looking for a move to London, it seemed that he'd finally been had his wish granted by moving to West Ham. But at the last minute, his manager at Newcastle decided that this wasn't going to go ahead. So poor old Kieran Dyer is in limbo at the moment. And ugly, I'm going to go for a topic on racism, which we've covered before on the show, and yet again in under 21 games and in Champions League matches this week, racism has reared its ugly head. Damon.
Thanks, Damien. I agree that it's great to be back with the podcast, and I'm really looking forward to this season. But it's not just good for us at LanguageCaster, it's good for Pachuca in Mexico. Last year's champions got off to a great start in Mexico, beating UAG Tecos, the Owls, 4-1 in their opener, while their big rivals Guadalajara and America could only draw. Next up for Pachuca is Morelia. It's also good for Derby County fans, who hopefully will enjoy their year's stay in the Premier League. Well, what about bad? Well, it's bad for Chelsea, with injuries again. This time, John Terry and Drogba lead the list, amongst others. But injury woes for Newcastle as well continue, with Michael Owen out again, a strained thigh this time. He's going to miss the first few weeks. And now, Shane Given in an injury scare. Those two teams may struggle to put out their preferred starting lineups, I think. Ugly. Well, again, I agree with you, Damien, about the racism. Very nasty. But looking back to England, Leeds United find themselves in a very ugly situation. Now they've been docked 15 points for financial irregularities at the start of the season in the third tier of the English game, the first division. It would be a miracle if they can get back into the Championship this season. I'm beginning to feel sorry for them. Now, of course, football is back in Europe for the 2007-2008 season. But here at LanguageCaster, we would like to cast our eyes on the Premier League and give you our predictions for the year. Let's start with Damien.
Thanks, Damon. Now, people, of course, are complaining that the Premier League has become very predictable in the last few years, with the same teams all finishing in the top four. Well, I'm going to change this, with claiming that Spurs, my team, are going to challenge for the title this year. I feel this could be the year that finally the potential that they've shown turns into real belief. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to win it, though. I think they'll come second behind Manchester United, who will retain their title. Chelsea will have a poor season and only finish third, and I think Jose Mourinho will not be manager this time next year. I think Liverpool will finish fourth, Everton will be fifth and Arsenal will be sixth. Now for relegation, I think that Derby will go down. I also think that Wigan will go down. I also think Middlesbrough will go down. Now, of course, you don't have to worry if you're fans of those teams because, of course, my predicting record is appalling.
This season in the Premier League is one I'm really looking forward to because I feel the gap between the big four and the likes of Tottenham, Bolton, Everton and Blackburn, Aston Villa is narrowing. So who do I think is going to win the whole thing? Well, I think it's going to be Manchester United. Although as a Liverpool fan, that hurts me to say. They've made what looks like some exciting signings with Nani and Anderson, young players, but nevertheless exciting. And if they can get Tevez, which looks like just a matter of time, they look very strong. Remember, they also have Ronaldo and Rooney. Their only weakness is at the back, I think, especially if they lose Heinze to Liverpool. Talking of Liverpool, well, my team, Liverpool will finish third again, but much closer to Chelsea and Manchester United. I expect the Reds to still have a realistic chance of winning the whole thing as late as March. Finishing in the top four will be Tottenham Hotspur, who showed flashes of what they could do last season. And after spending heavily this summer, I think they spent more than Liverpool, they should have the squad to be more consistent. I'm looking forward to seeing them in the Champions League. Going down, as I've hinted in my good, the bad and the ugly, I don't expect Derby to stay up. I hope their fans could just enjoy the experience. Is that a bit patronising? And that the club uses the extra cash to build their squad for the future. With Derby, I can see Fulham finally losing their grip on survival in the Premier League. They've been slipping down the table every season, and it looks like a dead man walking to me. Joining those two will be Wigan. They've had a good run in the Premier League, but again, they look a bit like a fish out of water. They haven't been able to push on from a good start they had. Other predictions? Well, Arsenal will finish in sixth place and Wenger will go at the end of the season. Another? None of the big four will win the FA Cup. And finally, I will win the Language Caster predictions battle again. Sorry, Damien.
Thanks, Damon. Spurs above Arsenal. Thank you indeed. Excellent choice. Now, we'd like the listeners of LanguageCaster.com to tell us what they think is going to happen in the English Premier League this season. And you can do this by coming to the site at www.languagecaster.com and going onto the front page on the right-hand side, you'll see Vox Pop, which is our weekly survey on footballing matters. And this week, we're asking you which team will be the English Premier League champions this year. Click on one of the answers and write us a comment. Now, we were walking out and about around London and we asked a couple of football fans their thoughts on the upcoming season. So, Richard, beginning of the season, how do you see the top four finishing this year?
It all depends on Arsenal, the dark horse at the moment. If they come good, they could win. If they don't, Manchester United will win.
So you reckon United first, who's second?
Chelsea.
Third?
Possibly Arsenal or Liverpool.
Yes, the new English Premier League season starts next week, and we have one of our bloggers, one of our blog contributors, Neil Fitzpatrick, here talking about this season's predictions. Neil, how are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you very much. All keyed up for the new season.
Indeed. Now, which teams do you think is going to be champions next season?
It's hard to call. We obviously go for Man United, but I think Arsenal might have something to prove. You can't win anything with kids. But so maybe Arsenal. Man United, yeah. I'll go Arsenal.
And so 1, 2, 3, 4?
Arsenal, Man United, Liverpool and Chelsea.
Okay. How about teams in trouble at the bottom? Which teams do you think will be relegated this season?
Again, I'm not really sure. I would say possibly Sunderland will struggle. Hope not, though, but I think they might. Wigan will also struggle as well. And maybe Fulham too, I think.
Okay, now your own team, West Ham, how do you think they'll do this season?
It's always hard to tell. They're always like your heart's in your mouth. They're having some good players to the squad, the kind of players we've never really had before. I'm interested to see how they gel as a team. Cubs has been a premiership manager and done well, but I'm wondering how he'll cope moving up a tier. That's obviously what he wants. He's at that point where he's needs to show that he can do that. So I'm hoping we might get to around eighth.
So you reckon West Ham will finish eighth?
That's what I hope so anyway.
Okay.
Well, we can't ever tell with them. You can't ever tell with them.
Well, thank you very much. We look forward to reading your blogs throughout the season. Good luck with West Ham and good luck with everything.
State ascoltando LanguageCaster.com.
Yes, of course, that was in Italian, and we will be looking at Serie A here at LanguageCaster.com when the Italian League gets up and running at the end of this month.
We'd just like to remind everybody listening to LanguageCaster.com podcast to come and visit our website at LanguageCaster.com. There are now online quizzes. We have worksheets, of course, with vocabulary, and we have a fans' voices section now. And this year, we've got an expanded number of bloggers who are going to be writing about their team throughout the season. We've got bloggers from Bolton, Everton, Blackburn, Chelsea, of course, Liverpool, Tottenham, the Bundesliga, the MLS, from all around the world. We've got so many people involved this year. So please come and visit the site and check it out.
Next up, we've got Damon with English for Football.
Today's English for Football phrase is to set your sights on. This means to have a goal, to decide you want to do something. It has a much stronger feeling than I want to. If you set your sights on something, it means it is your target and that you will try hard to achieve it. The phrase is made up of the noun sights and the verb to set. Sights are used on guns, and the person shooting the gun looks through the sights at the target. To set means to fix, to decide. This week's headlines report that Brazilian Daniel Alves has set his sights on Chelsea, meaning he wants to make a move to the Blues. Another example may be Everton have set their sights on a top four finish this season. Set your sights on something.
Next up, we've got predictions. Now, the first game we're going to look at is Sunderland against Tottenham, my team. This is actually going to be quite a tricky trip for us because it's Roy Keane, the Sunderland's manager's first game in charge. Traditionally, we don't do very well on the opening day of the season, and we're not very good away team either. So I think this will be a 1-1 draw. Aston Villa versus Liverpool. I'm going for a 0-0 draw, much like last season's game, which was a dreadful game to watch. Derby back in the Premiership, and we hope they do well because one of our bloggers, Hans, will be following them through the season. I think this will be 1-1. Then we're going back to Japan to the J-League for the Yokohama Derby. I think F Mariners will be looking for revenge, and I think they'll win this one 4-0. And finally, the big game in Germany. Schalke threw it away last year, and of course Stuttgart were champions. I think Schalke will be looking for revenge as well, and I think they'll win this one 2-1.
Well, of course, Damien does have the benefit of being over there in England on the ground amongst the thick of it with the reports about football everywhere. From here in Tokyo in Japan, I'm looking at these games, Sunderland versus Tottenham. Tottenham, I think they're going to win this one. They're going to win it 2-1. And they've got an exciting lineup, haven't they? They've got their new signing, of course. Bent is probably going to try and make an impact with Berbatov He was one of the best players, I thought, last season. So that's a great attacking lineup there. 2-1 to Tottenham. Liverpool go to Aston Villa. They've got a good record against Aston Villa. It's going to be 3-0 to Liverpool. It's going to be a nice start for their new striker, Torres. He's going to get a goal. And Coutts going to get a goal too. And of course, Steven Gerrard's going to get the third. Derby against Portsmouth. Derby's first game. They're going to put up a very spirited fight, but they're going to lose this 3-1. Portsmouth, they look really exciting at the moment with this new signing, Nugent. He's going to make an impact, I think. And of course, Sol Campbell in defence is going to be buoyed by links with the England team again. 3-1 to Portsmouth. In Japan over here, we've got Yokohama F Marinos against Yokohama FC. Yokohama FC not doing very well at the moment. At the foot of the table, I think this is going to be a home victory, 2-0 to Yokohama F Marinos. Over in the Bundesliga, Stuttgart against Schalke. Schalke are probably still in shock after losing the championship last time on the last day or the last game. Stuttgart are going to win this one, 2-0. Those are my predictions.
Okay, thanks everybody for listening. Enjoy all the football. See you next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy the football. See you.